I'm happy with how it looks. I was saying to my parents earlier that I normally pull some stupid faces when I play some shots, so they've actually got a decent one of me this time. But no, look, it's there, it's not going anywhere, and I will walk past it with complete pride. And I've said before, the names that are next to me are just incredible, so yeah, it's just very proud.
And there are some big names down there, the legends of Sussex cricket. Who are you most excited about sharing the wall with?
I'm not going to lie to you, Tony Gregg was, I just didn't realise he was, I didn't even know this existed, so to actually just walk past and see some of the names on them is just fantastic. But no, look, I love the fact that I'm next to Luke Wright, that's pretty cool, and yeah, Tony Gregg's pretty special.
Brilliant. I mean, you're in the fabric of the ground here, and of the many matches you've played here for Sussex, you know, what's been the highlight so far of your Sussex career?
Well, look, I think, funnily enough, my most fondest memories of me playing as a kid, playing here, I think, when I was maybe 14, 15, and playing along the likes of Claire Connor and her kind of leading the way and probably developing me as a person and into who I am now. And T20, the girls won the T20s this year, and I'd like to say I had something to do with it. I did play in the early stuff part of it, but they went on and did fantastically well. So I think probably a highlight for me is watching the young girls come through and really stand up and show what they're made of, and that's brilliant for Sussex, I think.
Tonight, Australia, with you hopefully playing a key role, I mean, what are your thoughts ahead of the game?
It's a final, isn't it? It's a win-win. We have to go out there and think that we can win this, and we did it so brilliantly at Chelmsford that we have to replicate it. There's no kind of negative thoughts or anything like that. We have to go out there for the win, and I'd like to think that the girls have got the belief in them and the character in them to go and do that.
What specifically do you need to do out there to beat Australia?
Well, I think the one thing we did so well was believe in everything that we're made of, and I think the skills that we produce, we have to believe in them and that we can do them. And look, they're a great side, and if we perform how like we did at Chelmsford, then you know, we're tough to beat.
But you know, finally for the spectators, having an Ashes T20 here in Sussex, what's that going to be like for spectators?
Looking at where the series is at, Sussex has been so instrumental in pushing women's cricket for years now, and I think that if we can put on a good show, that's kind of us honouring what they've done for women's cricket, and it's poised. I think the Ashes is poised as it is, and the fact that we won at Chelmsford was fantastic, and it keeps the Ashes alive, so I just think it'll be a good contest.